Well, one of the big topics in the campaign for 2016 so far has been immigration, with many of the Republican presidential candidates advocating building a fence along the entire border between the U.S. and Mexico. Well, on the border between Mexico and Arizona tomorrow, one artist is working on a very different vision. From Here Now contributor KJZZ, Jude Joffe Block reports.
Ana Teresa Fernandez was born in Mexico, moved to San Diego as a child, and grew up going back and forth between the two countries. She's heard story after story of migrants who lost their lives trying to cross the border, and of families divided by it.
For me, it just became this thing where I just want to kick it and spit at it and like hit it, but I realized that that wasn't really going to do much. And so I took what was my weapon, which is paint.
In 2011, Fernandez flew down to Tijuana from San Francisco, where she lives, with a plan to paint the border fence.
I just had this epiphany of like, you know, I can bring the sky down and erase it just using paint, you know, just painting it sky blue.
She picked a stretch of fence on the beach on the Mexican side, climbed up a 20-foot ladder, and began to paint. It wasn't long before she heard sirens. The Mexican authorities wanted her to stop. But she says she then explained her idea.
So it became this really interesting dialogue where they just kind of permitted me to do it. They gave me the okay, and so I proceeded, and it took about 6 hours.
She chose a shade of blue that would make it look like the fence disappeared into the sky and the Pacific Ocean behind it. And the illusion worked. As she was finishing up, a jogger came running up excitedly.
And this runner was all sweating. He's like, I get it! I get it. And I was like, I looked down from the ladder and I'm like, excuse me, sir, what do you get? He's like, it looks like it's gone from far away.
She's now planning to return to Mexico to expand the project, this time some 370 miles east of her original painting on a stretch of fence across from Nogales, Arizona. Fernandez says her goal is to inspire people to imagine what if the fence really did come down.
What happens if that political and physical divide, like, disintegrates? What does that mean? You know, do we have to be acknowledged as real humans, as people with personal and intimate stories?
At a reception for Fernandez in Phoenix last week, local artist Francisco Flores explained what it was like for him to stumble by accident on Fernandez's work when he was visiting Tijuana.
When I looked at the border, I saw a section of it missing, like in this weird perspective way. And then I realized it was a painting on the bars.
Flores grew up in the Playas de Tijuana neighborhood next to the border, and like Fernandez, he has negative feelings towards the fence. He said his reaction to seeing the illusion she created was bittersweet.
When I see this painting that blurs the border, gives me a second or a moment of freedom, but then it's not true. So it tricks me, and it still makes me feel angry and upset and all that.
Other art projects are also trying to reimagine the Arizona-Mexico border fence. This past weekend, an art collective launched a 2-mile-long sculpture of giant floating balloons over the Arizona town of Douglas and the Mexican town of Agua Prieta. Artist Cristobal Martinez says the work highlights the connections between the towns that transcend the fence.
When we got here to Douglas and Agua Prieta, we found a community bisected by the border, with a desire to want to work together and remember a time before the border fence.
There's a lot of symbolism when we talk about the wall, and has various meanings for different people.
Lisa Magana is a professor at Arizona State University's School of Transborder Studies. She says these art installations show the disconnect between political soundbites about the border fence and the more nuanced views of those who actually live there.
People that live on the U.S. side near border regions also complain about these ugly towers or these sort of surveillance and border enforcement that are also really ugly, that you don't want to grow up or live by these unsightly structures that, you know, don't make the place look very nice or very welcoming.
As for Ana Teresa Fernandez's new project, it's unclear how the authorities on either side of the fence will react when she shows up with paint and a ladder tomorrow morning. and whether she'll be able to paint a new section sky blue. For Here and Now, I'm Jude Joffe Block.